let's move to items 334 through 339, and why don't you read them all.
334, approve the 11th Amendment to the Central East Side Urban Renewal Plan to add plan area and projects, extend the duration of the plan, and increase the maximum indebtedness. 335, approve the termination of the Education Urban Renewal Area Plan. 336, adopt the 4th Amendment to the North McAdam Urban Renewal Plan to add to the plan area, add projects, and extend the time frame of the plan. 337, approve the 11th Amendment to the Airport Way Urban Renewal Plan to reduce plan area by approximately 970.5 acres. 338, approve the 2nd Amendment to the Willamette Industrial Urban Renewal Plan to cease collections of tax increment. And 339, approve the 4th Amendment to the amended and restated River District Urban Renewal Plan to reduce plan area by approximately 36.4 acres.
Thank you. These are all second reading items. We'll proceed in a moment with voting on them, but since it is a package, I want to take a moment and I want to give my colleagues a moment, if they'd like, to talk about the package as a whole. First, let's remember that the purpose of this group of ordinances is to right-size urban renewal, to target urban renewal for where it actually will make a positive difference, and to be responsible to the city's general fund and to our other taxing jurisdictions, the county and the schools, about where we do and don't sequester their people's tax revenues into urban renewal. I think that urban renewal is a great tool as long as we use it appropriately and not as an ATM for this or that, but as a focused effort to create place and to create shared prosperity. Creating efficient employment districts and livable neighborhoods is what this tool should do, and when we do it right, it pays back the investment or the foregone tax revenues many fold in future tax revenues from better places. We have used this tool very successfully in Portland. In fact, so successfully that now we have this opportunity to declare victory in some areas and put that value that was created back on the tax rolls for schools and for the county and for the city's general fund. When I took office 2 years ago, I asked the Portland Development Commission, who's the keeper of this system, to reexamine the boundaries and the duration and the purpose of all of our 17 urban renewal areas. And this package now represents the first comprehensive review and reform of urban renewal. In May of last year, almost a year ago, I brought to the council proposed amendments to 6 urban renewal areas. The council affirmed the general direction and asked for more public outreach, and we obviously and certainly have had it. The package before us today has the support of an advisory committee, the PDC board, and the Planning and Sustainability Commission. I think Chair Baugh is here. The council obviously has heard extensively from the public on this package, which returns $800 million in assessed value to local taxing jurisdictions, increases the resources for affordable housing, and advances the implementation of our affordable housing goals, and helps achieve the potential of new station areas in the Central East Side and the South Waterfront. Let me make some specific comments about a few of these areas. Regarding the Central East Side, the area around the Clinton Mac station is a problem. There's essentially no activity at street level. There's poor pedestrian access. There's underutilized public facilities. There's some emergency facilities and some unreinforced masonry building, all on a billion-dollar light rail line. It's a terrible place to wait for a train today. If we do this right, it'll be a great place sometime soon. And realizing that potential will take more than TIF, but TIF's a part of the mix. Airport Way, it's a great success, and we're able to substantially reduce the area of that urban renewal area and put 970 acres of it back on the tax rolls. Sometimes, again, we speak about these abstractions. Go, as I've done, and stand on the floor at Leatherman Tool and see the amazing amount of employment and the amazing diverse workforce that's operating there, because this is an urban renewal area that's working and has created a lot of jobs. It's not done yet, but it's done enough that we can move this much of the value back onto the tax rolls. Regarding the Willamette Industrial Urban Renewal Area, 1,800 acres going back on the tax rolls in an area which, again, is creating a lot of job growth even today and will continue to provide a lot of job growth even without the tool of the URA there. When it comes to the Education URA and the North McAdam District, again, I want to thank our partners at Oregon Health Sciences University and Portland State for working through some very complex issues and getting to a good outcome here. We're going to focus our relationship with PSU and with OHSU on the catalytic opportunities that exist in this district and that are so exciting, and we want to be good partners for them. Finally, I just want to thank a lot of people, the board and the members, board members and the staff of Portland Development Commission. Patrick, you and your team have done a huge amount of work on this, in addition to carrying on the actual work of making these urban renewal districts do what they're supposed to do. Thank you for all the time and effort that you've put into this. Andre, if you're still here, the members of the Planning and Sustainability Commission, again, for their work on top of a lot of other requirements that we load onto those amazing volunteers who spend way too much time in public meetings. Jillian, Matthew, Josh, members of my staff, thank you for all the work that you've done on this. So I'm looking forward to us taking action on this package today. I'm very proud of this moment. I spent a lot of time talking to voters a couple of years ago who said, you know, I believe in what the city is trying to do with urban renewal, but it needs to be properly focused and right-sized, and I think that's what we're doing with this package. With that, let me offer my colleagues any chance to make any comments on the package as a whole and then move on to the roll call vote if you're ready to do that.
I just like to say that the idea that we are returning value to the tax rolls is very important, and it shows a great deal of restraint on behalf of the mayor and the city. People need to understand how seductive it is for the city to use urban renewal as much as possible, because if we shut down an urban renewal district, then we only get 20% of the released money back for our general fund. So basically, urban renewal is, one could characterize it as a way for the city to take other people's money. And for every dollar of ours we're losing, we get, for the general fund, we get $4 of other jurisdictions' money. So there is a huge incentive for the city to overuse urban renewal, frankly. And the idea that we're acknowledging some limits and scaling back, I think, is something, I mean, an extraordinary thing, which people should recognize. I wanted to thank the mayor for being willing to, in the River District, set aside some money to help facilitate retrofits of unreinforced masonry buildings, which are one of our biggest safety hazards in the event of an earthquake. And with regard to North McAdam, I just wanted to say that we do still need some more investments for transportation. I wish we had no transportation needs and we put all of the money into affordable housing, but despite the fact that we have a tram, despite the fact we have a streetcar, we also have a complete mess at the intersection of Bancroft and McAdam and Hood Avenue, which will get much worse as development proceeds and there's more travel there. So affordable housing is a critical need for the entire city, but unfortunately, we do have to save some of the revenue to deal with other issues, including parks and transportation. Anyway, thanks to my colleagues. Thanks especially to Jillian and to Patrick for explaining a number of things to me over and over and over again. Thanks to Katie Schreiber and my staff. And I think this is a fine day for the city.
Thank you. Okay, if there are any other general comments, let's move to roll call, please, on 334.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Well, I'm very pleased to vote yes on this amendment to the Central East Side urban renewal area, and appreciate Mayor's overall leadership in this whole package that's before us today and taking it the final yard across the goal line. The inclusion of the land in the Clinton Triangle and a firm guarantee that the Fire Bureau, Portland Fire and Rescue owned land will be affordable housing, I think ensures that we will be able to bring another affordable housing project to inner southeast Portland. I'm pleased to vote aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz.
So the reason for urban renewal districts is to redevelop lands that are blighted, underutilized, and depreciated as a result of that blight. This urban renewal area, the Central East Side Industrial District, has been in existence since 1986 to eliminate that blight. It's a good year for me. That was when my firstborn son was born. He's now 28. Tax increments financing money has been directed to projects like the streetcar and the East Side Esplanade. And it's not entirely clear how much blight has been actually eliminated in the 28 years of the existence. This amendment adds $21 million to maximum indebtedness for a new total of $126 million. That's a 20% increase in maximum indebtedness. And the local taxing jurisdictions will take a hit, and to echo what Commissioner Novick just said as far as who we're taking money from, $500,000 from Portland Community College, almost $10 million from Portland Public Schools, about $8.5 million from Multnomah County, and about $9 million from the rest of the city's taxpayers. This money foregone from the taxing jurisdictions and the amount of reinvestment coming back at $21 million doesn't justify the expansion, in my opinion. With the extension, the URA will start paying off for taxpayers in 2051, when I will be 93. There are two major property owners that benefit. One is a corporation. The other is the city that owns the old fire station at 3.32 acres. The other property, for the most part in the triangles, 8.2 of it is in public right-of-way or TriMet light rail right-of-way. And so we have to look at who pays, who benefits, and is that fair? I do appreciate the effort by Commissioner Saltzman to add an affordable housing requirement, and yet the amendment is unclear and doesn't specify exactly what that means. There's not enough evidence, in my opinion, to support an expansion of the district in this way. I was quite persuaded by the testimony from the Brooklyn Action Corps and the other neighborhood representatives that in addition to the Clinton Triangle, or perhaps instead of, and having a new urban renewal district along light rail, that would have made more sense, adding property along 17th or along Powell. But in the absence of that, on balance, I believe this URA should have run its course and should be allowed to expire. So I respectfully vote no.
Hales.
I appreciate your football metaphor, Commissioner Saltzman. I'm glad after this long process that we are not the Seattle Seahawks in that last yard. Aye. Okay, now before we turn to item 335, I think Commissioner Saltzman needs to make an announcement.
Yes, with respect to items 335 and 336, I am, to avoid the appearance of a potential conflict of interest, I will recuse myself from voting on those items, as I do have a financial interest in property that is within the current education urban renewal area and also within the proposed expansion of the North McAdam urban renewal area.
Thank you. So roll call vote, please, on 335.
Fish?
I've been on this council long enough to remember when we adopted the Education Urban Renewal District, and once upon a time I had high hopes for how we might spend the affordable housing dollars in that part of town. When it became clear that we were going to pull the plug on that district, the primary consideration that I had was that Portland State University be treated fairly, because we had in fact made some commitments to make some joint investments to help grow out the university district, which I think we all acknowledge is extremely important to Portland's future. Thanks to the robust discussions and negotiations that ensued, Portland State felt at the end of that process they were treated fairly, and that was very important to me, that having once made a commitment that we would partner with them, that in pulling the plug on Education URA and expanding North McAdam, we would keep faith with some of the commitments we had made. So on that basis, I will vote aye.
Novick?
A little off topic, but in defense of Pete Carroll of the Seattle Seahawks, it was throwing a pass was perfectly reasonable. Marshawn Lynch was not automatic from the one-yard line. The Seahawks were just victimized by a brilliant defensive play. Aye.
Fritz. Once again, we have a significant disagreement, Commissioner Novick, and we would need to watch the video again. Terrible call. Anyway, back to this. To continue on the theme of the money, because it is all about the money, significant sums will be returned to the taxing jurisdictions as a part of this termination over the life of what this district would have been in 2043 or 44. So $216 million coming back to taxing jurisdictions about $63 million is returned to the city over that lifespan. And this is a good thing that the mayor has revisited, which is partly what I said when I was opposing it in 2012 in the first place. So I didn't oppose the Education URA because I considered a lack of blight in the area and that too much money for too long was going to from the local jurisdictions. But when I, at the vote, I said that I would support any decision made by the rest of the council and would then work to make the Education URA successful. I think probably most of us, when we are in the minority, we hope that our we hope that we were wrong in our convictions. We hope things turn out better than we feared. So it's now the mayor's under the mayor's leadership, and I think this was one of the first things that he started work on when he became mayor, was looking at can we get there under a different route. And he also was very committed to supporting Portland State University as our urban university, as am I. And I believe that this revised plan better meets the intent of the council and certainly better meets my goals for urban renewal district. So thank you, Mayor, for your leadership on this. Aye.
Hales.
Aye. Okay, 336.
Fish?
We're on 336?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would like to, I don't think Andre Ball is here or anyone from Planning Sustainability, so I would like to at least acknowledge that because of their advocacy, we did bump up the target for the set-aside for affordable housing under this original amendment above 30%, which, as we know, was always a floor, to a blended rate of 42%. And that was because, in part, because Planning Sustainability said that there was such an urgency, they wanted to see more money, and they wanted to see the money front-loaded. And so I'm deeply appreciative that Andre and his leadership at the Portland, at the commission led to the city adopting that framework and significantly increasing the dollars that will be allocated for affordable housing for the life of this district. Aye.
Novick?
I just realized that I have a really stupid procedural question. Did we adopt or simply put on the table my amendment the other week to table 10A to consolidate certain categories?
We adopted it.
Yeah.
We did.
In that case, aye.
Fritz. Well, I'm very hopeful that that Table 10A, which allocates funding from this particular amendment, the Fourth Amendment, will soon be amended again when we get an agreement with Zidell. So I'm looking forward to that. I have been very concerned all along from back when I was on the Planning Commission when the North McAdam district was under consideration that there are so many competing needs. And indeed, there continue to be competing needs in this amendment. The problem that the advocates highlighted immediately was the deficit in affordable housing, and I applaud Commissioner Fish for diving in and working so hard to identify the solution on Block 3, and I'm very happy to support the proposed funding for the projects at $47 million. Building on the amendment that Council adopted in 2011 under Commissioner Fish's leadership to increase the set-aside for affordable housing in North McAdam to 36%. So that is the adopted floor today. There has been a suggestion by the Planning Commission to increase that still further, which the Council has not yet discussed. And so perhaps that will be a framework for that discussion as we continue to move forward on urban renewal districts. But appreciate all of the housing advocates. Thanks for reading Gretchen's last words to us, or at least to the council as a whole, and also the League of Women Voters for pushing on this. There are other problems, however. One is the lack of funding for crucial transportation infrastructure, particularly the South Portal, which is backing up significantly even today. And although the Portland Bureau of Transportation will receive system development charges as development occurs, system development charges will not cover all of the necessary transportation improvements. And so this challenge is being deferred until the next stage. And also deferred in today's vote is providing enough for active parks. We don't have enough funding under this amendment for the Greenway or for the active parks. And particularly for affordable housing, as well as market rate housing, there needs to be an active park in the district. Housing advocates, Gretchen, and the League recognize and support this needs. And again, system development charges will provide some revenue, but it won't be enough. So I have been working diligently with the major landholder left in the area that is not yet part of a development agreement, the Zidell Industries, and we've made some significant progress in the last 2 weeks, although I believe it would have been better to have finalized the agreement with Zidell before voting on this amendment. Developers and the city and the taxpayers all need certainty about costs and benefits, so once again, the decision boils down to who pays, who benefits, and is that fair? However, I believe we also need to look at the big picture and that I'm confident we're on the right track to accomplish the positive outcome. So I'm able to support this amendment to the URA. Particularly thank Tim Crail and Tom Bizot on my staff and Commissioners Novick and Fish for coming to agreement on the resolution that allows me to support this amendment. Aye.
Hales.
Aye. 337.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Novick.
Aye.
Fritz.
This is the amendment to the Airport Way Urban Renewal District. We already reduced the size of that under Mayor Adams, and now we are finishing it, and that takes approximately $500 million in assessed value out and will end up the district. And again, thank you to PDC and Patrick Quinton and other leaders who, this is an example of a really successful urban renewal district and why we do urban renewal, because it's worked really well. Aye.
Hales.
Aside from all the other good that this district has done, and I mentioned the jobs earlier, people have been riding light rail to the airport for almost 15 years now, which is about 10 years longer than they ever would. I mean, we've been able to ride it a lot longer thanks to this urban renewal area, but also thanks to some people whose names we might not always remember. One was a guy named Joe Walsh, not the one we usually see here, but a project manager for TriMet, who brought that project in on time and on budget. Fred Hansen, Mike Thorne, and particularly Ralph Stanley from Bechtel had this vision of this district served by light rail as an important part of our economy. It's turned out to be a good vision, and it's taken a lot of amendments over the years to get us to this point, but that's how these districts evolve if we have a good vision and good management at PDC to bring it home, and that's exactly what's happened here. Aye. 338.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Novick.
Aye.
Fritz.
This is the Willamette Industrial Urban Renewal District, which I think could be best characterized, seemed like a good idea at the time. The outcome of this action is to return $12.6 million in revenues to taxing jurisdictions over the projected life of the plan, which is to be 23 to 24. Aye.
Hales.
Aye. 339.
Fish.
Well, this is the last amendment we'll be taking up in this package, so this is my chance to thank Patrick and Kimberly, and to thank Lisa, and to thank Jillian, and to thank Liam, and all the other people that worked so diligently to make sure that we got the information we needed to make an informed decision. Thank you. Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Novick.
Aye.
Fritz.
So again, this is the River District. The League of Women Voters believes this doesn't go far enough and would like to see the district ended in the next few years, as suggested by Commissioner Novick. If the district were terminated in 2018, $72 million would be returned to the city's general fund over the next 7 years instead of the $10 million that is on this proposal. However, it is a good step in the right direction. Again, thanks to the League of Women Voters for raising important questions on this and other proposed amendments, and Mayor for returning this nice chunk of money. As you like to say, $10 million here, $10 million there.
Actually, you got real money.
There you go. And thank you for your leadership. Aye.
Hales.
Thank you all. This district is an amazing place, and now it's really paying off. And that return to the larger citizens of our city, the city-wide, will be enormous over the years to come. You know, you walk through the Pearl District today, and you see what's been accomplished there and what's still going on. And, yeah, we'll look forward to other days in the future when this council and our successors get to put enormous value onto the tax rolls to pay for public services citywide. That's what this whole package is about, and this piece, too. Well done, everyone. Aye.